This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We got some news on the Super Bowl. We know that it's going to be J-Lo and company for the halftime show. I think the only one really, really excited about that is the fiance in my house. Now we have the national anthem. See if Roy can name this artist. Baby, I'm not like the rest.
I wanna break your heart, wanna give your heart. Chop, do you know it?
It's Adele.
Adele!
He's trolling.
Do you know it, RJ?
It sounds like Lovato.
Yes! Demi Lovato. Oh,
or as I like to call her, the girl I discovered. Thank you very much.
How so?
When I worked at another radio station, she came in and she was six. And she sang for us. It was her and her mom, Diana, who used to be a former Cowboys cheerleader.
Really?
And she came in and sang. We were like, yeah, you're really good. And she's like, yeah, I know. I sing in Barney. And she was singing for Barney.
Why is it Demi Lovato but Demi Moore?
Don't ask questions that
Always
we don't
wondered
know.
That. Always wondered. I thought it was Demi Lovato for first couple times I saw it.
Like you did Ed Sheeran.
Well, that's
still. Anyway, there's a lot of people who think and label Sunday as the best football day, the best sports day of the year, which I completely disagree with.
Right, it's last week. Divisional round is the best weekend.
Divisional round.
Yeah, that's always been
No, coming up, the Sunday for Royal Rumble. That is the best one. Wow.
Is that what this Sunday is?
No, it's not this Sunday. You don't have this on your calendar?
Oh, yeah, Spittle invited us to a party.
No wonder you don't have a contract.
How are we going to get out of that? Yeah.
You're trying to get out of it?
I'm 40 now. I can say no.
I need to get out
he
of
said,
it.
He said, call your own menu items. He said he will cater the food to what we request, and you still want out.
Man, I can't sit in a room
you
with
want
you guys
content?
Watching the Royal Rumble.
What,
you want
crazy?
Content the following Monday morning? You will have content for days.
That's not going to be discussed on this show. We're number one now. We don't do that 5 minutes of wrestling talk.
Oh, that's the point. Okay. Now that we're number one, we can talk about whatever we want. Oh, people come along with us.
6 seconds in hockey.
That's the beauty.
And didn't you see who's number one in the Royal Rumble? Who's coming out number one, Sean? Hockey number four?
Get it.
Brock
really?
Lesnar.
He's number one? He drew number one?
He didn't even draw it. He's like, I'm number one.
Anyway.
What are we moving on?
Trivia. Who's the last one to come out number one and still win the Royal Rumble? Troy Hughes.
I don't have that.
Let's get you ready for Sunday. Of course, the games. The early game that's going to start off. Have you bet on these already?
Not yet.
Okay.
Haven't looked, haven't touched them.
Titans at Chiefs at 2:05. Packers at 49ers at 5:40. Now, Roy, if your Titans lose Sunday, will you... never mind. Spittles is the week after that for the Royal Rumble. My bad.
Mm.
Get a set for it, Ralph.
All right, let's do a little bit of trivia, shall we? I can... just go to you, to Roy, to Troy, back to you. Or if you guys prefer, call out your name.
Let's just go around the room. We'll get 10 seconds to answer.
All right. Let's start with Sean Sharif. Question number one. Pat Mahomes is one of two quarterbacks to lead his team to the conference championship game in each of his first 2 years as the starter. Name the other.
Dan Marino?
Final answer.
Final answer.
That is incorrect. We go to Roy White. Would you like to steal?
Is this in history? It's not
no,
playing.
No,
not
it's the last year.
Week and a half.
This year. The other one to do it this year.
Trying to think it back to... Ben Roethlisberger?
That is correct.
Whoa! Well done.
Roy gets the point. We move on to Troy Hughes. The 49ers are the second team post-merger to reach the conference title game after four or more straight double-digit loss seasons. Name the other.
The Bills.
Good guess.
Good guess.
Incorrect.
Dang it.
Sean to steal.
Can you say it one more time?
Yes. The 49ers are the second team post-merger to reach the conference championship game after four or more straight double-digit loss seasons prior to that. Name the other team.
Oh, my Lord.
In history?
Let me guess. Atlanta.
That is incorrect. A second steal, Roy White.
Oh, no.
I'm going to guess, because they were so bad for so long before he came around, the New Orleans Saints.
That is incorrect. Nobody gets a point. It is the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh. Oh.
All right.
Good one.
Okay. Now, we go to Roy. The 49ers are tied with Pittsburgh for the most conference championship game appearances in the NFL history, Roy.
I'm picking that up.
With 16. They are tied, obviously, with Pittsburgh. The Patriots are third with 15. The Cowboys fourth with 14.
This is pretty hard, RJ.
Who is fifth with 11?
I'm going to say Green Bay.
It is not Green Bay.
Great guess.
Is that a good guess?
Very good guess.
So the fifth most conference title appearances.
Yeah, so 49ers
Thank
and Pitt
you, Sean.
Are first.
I was grabbing an abacus.
Patriots.
In history, right?
Then the Cowboys.
The joke is old now.
And who is fifth? You go to Troy.
This is a good question.
It's really good. It's really good.
These are hard.
God. Jets?
Not even close.
Okay, I have no idea.
I will guess... The Raiders.
It is the Raiders!
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Damn,
get
team.
Get me.
Oh. Man, they have 11, and they haven't been to one in how many years?
The Raiders?
Yeah.
Since they won the title, maybe?
Yeah, 0-2, maybe.
Oh, God.
Since they went to the championship. All right, we go back to the start. We are one for Sean, one for Roy, one 0 for Troy.
Dang it.
Sean Sharif, how many conference championship participants this year of the four exceeded their Vegas win total?
Ooh. Exceeded it?
Yep.
Green Bay definitely did. Tennessee did.
Did they?
I'm going to guess 2.
That is incorrect.
Dang!
We'll go to Roy.
I think the answer is all 4.
That is the correct answer.
Oh!
Wow. 13. Exceeded their win totals.
Wow.
All right.
That's a good question.
That's nice.
So Kansas City's, they were 12-4. Who had Green Bay? Oh, never mind. They all exceeded.
They all exceeded.
Okay, my bad. Tennessee was 9-7.
Since Roy just got that point, we skip to Troy. If the Titans win, they will become the first team since which NFL franchise to make the Super Bowl while also going 4-4 at home?
Who is a bad home team?
Man, that's tough.
Ooh, bad home team. Windy.
None of us are going to get this.
Give me the... Ooh, I'm going to go way back. Give me the Rams of St. Louis.
It is not the St. Louis Rams.
Roy for the commanding lead.
Is this to me or to you?
That's to you, Sean.
Yep.
Oh, okay. It's that... Won it? Won it all or got there?
They will... If they win, they will become the first team to reach the Super Bowl after going 4-4 at home since which NFL team?
Mediocre. What lucky run. Let me guess. The New York Football Giants.
That was what I was going to guess. It is the Giants.
That is why the Giants are overrated and so is Eli. What a joke. What a joke those titles are. I can't stand it. For real. 2-2.
2-2.
Oh.
This is a question for Roy. If he gets it, he wins. Now,
he'll choke. He always chokes.
Is tied, try to think. I can give you the choice of question to ask him. Do I ask him a question about the coaches remaining or the teams remaining?
I'm going to let you pick it. You deserve it. It's your weekend. Your Titans are in it.
Ask me a question about the teams remaining because I've done extensive work into seeing how the Titans match up to all of them.
All right, here we go. Trivia, Super Bowl, NFL Conference Championship trivia question.
What did you say?
That's right.
Official title.
Which team or teams of the remaining four have losing records in the conference championship game?
In history? Ooh.
In history.
This time in history.
This time it's in history.
Okay, losing records in the conference championship. I'm going to say 2.
Dang it.
That is incorrect.
Oh! Losing records in the conference championship game?
Yes.
Throughout history? I've thought the answer was going to be Titans, Chiefs.
Well,
shut up.
I thought those two as well.
Yeah, I know. You said 2.
Boom.
Give me 1 for the win.
It is not 1.
All right. Final question then.
It is all 4. All four of them have losing conference championship
records. Oh, final question.
Final question.
Oh, this
3 of the coaches that are coaching in the conference championship have never coached a conference championship or Super Bowl before. When was the last time a Super Bowl featured both coaches that were both coaching in their first Super Bowl?
What? Who was the head coach in San Fran?
I'm going to guess the Harbaugh.
But I'm up, you moron!
Sean's on the clock.
I thought this was a rule.
This is for the win.
You just said
the win. I can't interrupt you for the win. Can you say the question one more time?
I'll make it easy. When was the last Super Bowl where both coaches were coaching their first Super Bowl?
Let me guess. I can't remember the coach on the other side. Baltimore, San Fran. Harbaugh versus...
Nope, that was not the last one.
Harbaugh. All right.
Hmm. That would have been my... That was my guess, too. Man, I don't know. Pittsburgh and Arizona.
That was before Baltimore, San Fran.
All right, let's do a guess off then. Let me go... Denver, Carolina.
Denver, Carolina for the win!
Yeah!
What was the name of the game we just won again?
Yeah, see if you can say it once.
What was the NFL Super Bowl Conference Championship Trivia Championship of the World.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.